And as we do continue on our fall sports previews, we're here with co-head coach of the Ainsworth cross country team, Trace Leader. And as we get ready to take a look at a new year coming up, coach, kind of look back, a team that from the last few years, as we continue to count, have been getting themselves to the state cross country meet. And I tell you what, you have a good core group coming back again. I do know on the girls' side, looks like they're going to be pretty solid. And then on the boys' side, we'll hear from you there. But tell us a little bit about your team, and let's start off with the girls' side.
Yeah, the girls are coming back pretty strong compared to the last 2 years of graduating two seniors each year. One senior back this year, but we also bringing back the core of our varsity runners last year, along with a pretty good-sized class of freshman girls to round us out with six of them. We got Kylie Orton, kind of our number one returner from last year. She got a medal down at the state meet after an unfortunate freshman year, came back sophomore year, had a great season, and got some hardware down at the state meet there. So we're expecting her out to be a leader on the field this next season and just set the pace for a lot of these other girls. Peyton Moody, she's actually our lone senior. Kylie's our junior. Peyton's our lone senior. She's battled injury the last couple years. As a freshman, she actually did medal down at state, but we haven't been able to get her back to that condition since then. So we're looking for a big senior season out of her, just being a veteran and having her around as an experienced leader amongst the team.
Well, I tell you what, you cannot go and find any athlete that has never been injured in cross country. It's a long, grueling process, takes of a lot of heart, a lot of conditioning, and good to see Peyton back there running again. What else do we have on the underclassmen side for the girls?
Underclassmen, we're actually short, no sophomores this season. We've got four freshman girls. Kind of the top of that pack will be Regan Moody, Peyton's little sister. As a eighth grader last year, Regan put up phenomenal times throughout the season and had a great state meet, finished 19th in the state last year. So really looking for her to come in and give us a strong presence on the front side of our varsity roster. In Regan's class, we've got Adeline Doak. She's joining us for the first time this year as a freshman. I'm really excited to have her out and just see what she can do. Izzy Painter is another freshman, and really looking forward for a lot of growth out of her this year. I think that she's definitely got some potential to grow as the season goes on and we start getting into some workouts and she understands more about herself and how hard she can push. And then rounding out our girls team this year is Danny Boley. Danny took last year off as an eighth grader. She ran for us as a seventh grader, and she's back this year. So we're excited to have a full team of girls running again this year.
Well, it's good to have them freshmen. As many coaches and athletes know in cross country, you can make big strides from your freshman year all the way to your senior year if you can just stick with the program.
Yeah. No, and we're looking forward to watching these girls grow and develop throughout their next 4 years. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Well, now let's go ahead and take a look on the boys' side, as you have six girls there, and it looks like maybe six boys on the varsity side.
Yes, yep, six boys and a lot of familiar faces. I've been doing this for entering into my third season now, and I've never graduated a boy. So had all these boys from the start when they were freshmen and sophomores and been building them up, and just a lot of really promising things coming from them. Leading off the boys is our junior Holden Beal. He's been our top runner the last 2 years since he was a freshman and been to state both years, freshman and sophomore. So really looking forward to start pushing him this season and see what kind of experience he gained from the state meet the last 2 years and watching that carry over into the rest of the season. Kind of our number two runner, it's looking like, for varsity is Caden Seidel. He's our lone senior this year. Just been kind of a day in, day out, just a really hard worker. Great to push Holden, great example for the younger guys behind him to show everybody else what hard work looks like and how you can achieve a little bit of success here and there. And Ryan Kerrigan is our kind of round out our scoring three, I think, for this year. He's coming in as a sophomore. His freshman year last year, as the season went on, I saw a lot of growth and development in him. So I'm really anxious to see how well that's going to carry over into this next season. And I think that we could be pretty strong on the boys this year. haven't talked to them yet, but I see a lot of success for us come late season. Moving on, we're back to the junior class with Jonathan Strand. And he's just one of those runners, you know, that he's not flashy, but he shows up and he works hard every day and he's doing the little things right, and really looking forward to watching him break out this season as we get into some more strenuous workouts and start pushing these boys a little bit harder. And Cesar Mingo is our lone freshman coming in this year. Had him for the last 2 years in middle school, and just a worker if you've ever seen one. I mean, he shows up to practice with a great attitude, and I think that's the start of it, is just showing up with that attitude of, I'm going to get better today, and he's definitely got that. And so really anxious to see how he handles the 5K moving up from a mile, and he's going to be a great addition to our varsity roster.
One thing I thought about with the boys is I've been there for the past 4 years with the cross country team, and that boys team, they're pretty close. They like to have fun together. They like to make jokes. They like to be a team. That's mm-hmm. what they like saying.
Yeah, and they are. I can see it every day in practice. They're just growing closer and closer together. And even Cesar coming in as a freshman, and these other boys have been running high school together for the last couple years. Freshmen's just coming in and meshing really well with everybody, and they're getting along, and you can really see the chemistry building.
Let's talk about the first meet. When and where is that going to be?
Yeah, so first meet's coming up weekend or Thursday after Labor Day. It'll be September 4th out here at the Ainsworth Golf Course. It'll be our home meet to kick off the season. Right now it's set up for a 4 p.m. start Thursday afternoon, and sometimes I think we take for granted the advantage that we have to kick off the season on the home course and kind of get all the kinks out. So I'm really looking forward to that and just getting a good idea of where we're at as a team going into the rest of the season.
And at this point, I was just checking as we were chatting here, still no district has been determined yet.
Still waiting on that. We did put in a bid for it. We'll see what happens if we get it. We are hosting the conference meet. This is our first year in the Niobrara Valley Conference, and we're hosting that. I believe it's October 9th, I think. That'd be a Thursday afternoon, and that'll be back out at the Ainsworth Golf Course again. So potential for three home meets this year. That could put us at a really big advantage. And, yeah, just going to cross our fingers and start working.
Well, here's to another year, and best of luck to your teams as they try to get themselves in a place to maybe get back to state cross country in Kearney.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a really fun season watching all these younger and older athletes develop and grow as the season moves on.